and you can't balance it against what you know if you don't know anything. Let's talk about VX gas. Worse than sarin. Well, how many of you know the compound that makes up sarin? And I didn't say dippity. Oh, Saddam. He's gonna, oh God, he's got enough to just wipe out the whole of humanity, this VX. Well, where was it a month ago? Where was it even a week and a half ago? Where was it on the day I told you that you're gonna uncover a mass amount stashed in the United States? And within a week, in Indiana, Mid-Eastern Indiana, they found enough VX gas stored there to wipe out the world. And suddenly, the next day, Saddam has it. Well, guess what? Guess where he got it? The same place he got anthrax. From you nice people. And listen to the politicians who want aggressively to go and surgically bomb. Surgically what? The only thing they surgically did in the Gulf War before was make it so babies die. And your own men are wiped out by disease. And we're going to talk a little bit about that Chinese stuff going on in Long Beach. All you've got to do is go over to Adelanto and look at that massive facility. Has no basement, framework sitting up, beginning to rust, weeds going up. And it's not as big as this whole complex, if the complex were finished. This massive facility that's going to put everybody in the United States out of work. Well, they were going to buy or utilize George Air Force Base. Just go over to Adelanto and look at the town. It's dead. Does that mean I'm all in favor of bringing all of the Chinese over here? Wowee, people. The Chinese are going to decide what happens to your world. Remember those prophecies when the Euphrates can be, when you can get across the Euphrates River with an army, you're in trouble. The end is upon you. And they can turn one spigot and drop the Euphrates River. The Israeli flag bears the symbol of David, and it is not King David. It's David Elroy, who set himself up as a Messiah in about the 13th century, maybe even before. You'll have to dig out your history books. The blue stripes in the Israeli flag represent the Tigris and Euphrates rivers that bound Iraq, for instance, and Egypt, and those places in the Holy Land. And their only acceptable intent is to own everything between those rivers. Well, are these those dirty little Jews? Are we talking about them again? No, I have never talked about them. Once again, in those days, if you study your history, you will find those people originally called themselves the serpent people. That was their label for themselves, and that didn't sit too well. So they changed their name to Jew. to become merged in with and mistaken for Judeans. So no. And when people write and say, well, you shouldn't be an anti-Semite. What are you talking about? Semitic people are all of those people. Semitic people include Arabs, Palestinians, Egyptians. How can you be against yourself? Don't you see how the play of words and the changed meanings of words destroy you? We're fortunate. We were fortunate back when we met Norio. We still are fortunate. And we will lean on him a lot as we move in to what we have planned to do. Because he's been interested in discovery. Can't we find out so that we can at least be interested in what's going on around? Are we going to have to consider aliens as slimy cockroaches? Don't count on it. You are talking about the possibility of someone with such great minds as to be able to traverse the endless space of the galaxies. And most of those out there have learned, just like you, the hardest way possible, that the human experience is the most destructive. But it is the schoolroom. This is a place where you lay the foundation of your very soul being. Will you blow it? Will you destroy yourself? From time to time, it looks like it, doesn't it? But since Creator can create and the adversary only destroy, guess what? It's as simple as the change of attitude. Now, which one of you gentlemen want to go first? We need a little update on the subjects. And by the way, you people, these are not up here for the heck of it. Old smart mouth here said, oh, look at those frogs. Sir, how many more of them do we have to kiss? So just lay your mouth right on these toads, and we'll see which one turns into the prince.
Well, it's really a great pleasure of mine to be here, and I'm just so appreciative of everyone right here. I may not know... It's impossible for me to know every person by name, and but I believe that every single person here, I feel closeness, and I get a lot of letters, you know, from a lot of people throughout the United States, and probably some of you even wrote me, and but many times I may not be able to answer, but in fact I receive some. Articles on the contact from the contact newspaper that somebody sends also. So I certainly appreciate everything I have been receiving, and I just maybe a lot of times I need to apologize that I can't answer some of these letters, and but I am so appreciative. Every single letter that I receive, I keep it very precious, and the reason I'm here today is because I just felt like coming here. It was about time, and I just rely on something inside. Something inside told me that I should come here and call In fact, Rick Martin, and in fact, he called me. Well, I called him because a person that knew him had me on a radio program in Cincinnati, and so I called Rick to thank him for introducing that radio talk person to me. And so it's just everything is just there's no such thing as coincidence, and this was just about last week, and so I felt like I wanted to learn from here. I don't come here actually to present things, but basically to learn, because there's so much to learn. In fact, here, you know, through contact, I have really begun to have an understanding of the Khazarian system, and this is a group that is not, you know, afraid to use that term Khazarian, and I was really afraid to use that term before, but I'm really appreciative of the contact, because it is history as far as it's a fact, and like she said, she indicated that, you know, we're not talking about anti-Semitism. We're talking about justice. And so what I would like to say is, first of all, for this occasion, it so happened that a few days ago, Rick's mother went through transition, and I just had no idea about that. But I told him that she's definitely in the best hands, and that's what counts, and we can, you know, that's why I felt like I want to come here also to play some music and make people happy and so on. And I sure appreciate this this gathering. The reason I'm saying is this because I go through a lot of you know, that's every year, because I'm actually a funeral director, and so I know the what how people go through the transition. But it is a transition, and so this is just not a coincidence. Again, everything that happened to my life is just molded into a future purpose. And but anyway, I'm here to let you know that. Recently, Art Bell, just about 2 weeks ago, suddenly called me and said that he wants to replay my 1995 interview, and so he did, and that was very surprising, because that's an old interview with Art Bell in 1995, and however, he said that the ideas in that interview were still fresh, and so he decided to replay that. And so I'm so grateful, because it really brought the important things back again. And one of the things I want to say is this. There has been some manipulation by the elitists in regards to Area 51. In June of this year, a Popular Mechanics magazine had an article insinuating that Area 51 had closed or had moved to another location, like in Utah and other locations. But that article was written, I'm not sure whether wittingly or unwittingly, by the science editor of that magazine, who went to the wrong road, took the wrong road after going to Area 51, and went to the place where nobody goes, and abandoned, because it's a different direction from Area 51. And he said that there's nothing there, and that's just a locked gate. And that was one of the most amazing disinformative articles. And that was really, that article was appreciated by the Air Force, because it did tremendous, you know, plus to the Air Force, who was probably rolling on the floor laughing at that article.
Especially as the towers go up.
Yes. Now, I was just at, right near Area 51, just about a month ago. I climbed a mountain called Thikaboo Peak, and it's about 23 miles from the Groom Lake, but yet if you climb up that mountaintop, you can see the facility, Gloom Lake facility, Area 51. And with binoculars, you can see the buildings. And one thing you know is that there are new constructions going on. There are many new water tanks being built. It's expanding. It's not closing down. It's expanding. And unfortunately, after I viewed a Groom Lake facility, I was climbing down the hill and I slipped and I now have a sprained ankle, and that is making it difficult to walk. But this is what I found, that the facility is there. It's active. There are many, many new programs going on, such as the new generation of not only stealth programs, but other cloaking devices. Also, the remotely controlled unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, triangular craft with possibly hologramic attachments to the skins and so on of the craft. They are working on many new developments, and it's highly compartmentalized, so out of the possibly 2,500 to 2,800 engineers, they are all compartmentalized, so they don't really know the whole picture. But it's there. Plane loads of workers, engineers, depart from Las Vegas, McCarran Airport, the north end of McCarran Airport, right towards Luxor Hotel. There is a secret location operated by EGNG, and that's where an unmarked 737 flies to Groom Lake. From there, it only takes probably 15 minutes to Groom Lake. And there are at least five flights a day or more. And then some flights start from also from Palm, the Edwards Air Force Base, and possibly from Palmdale, from near Air Force Plant 42. So the facility is active, no question about it. Indeed, there are other facilities that are expanding also. For example, the Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah. It's very active. They're going more and more into the so-called non-lethal weapon systems. And folks, what Area 51 is about is the dangerous weapon systems and its possible future applications to the citizenry rather than the enemy, so-called enemy nations. And this is very important because I believe definitely in a strong defense force of the U.S. And I would die for this country because I am a naturalized U.S. citizen. I love this country. But the fear is that the extreme rapid federalization of everything, which is really taking place right now, and my greatest fear is that the misapplication of these technologies. And this is already beginning to happen. The various types of ELF, electromagnetic waves, the HARP systems, laser weapon systems, all of these are going on with tremendous speed. Like I mentioned, holography as a technology is rapidly developing, and it's really state of the art. And the Pentagon just announced just the last year that they do have a capability to project three-dimensional images over a battlefield situation, image of maybe helicopters or tanks or whatever, or even religious image figures. And this is not science fiction, this is reality. And so, in a larger scale, I would say that it is possible to produce a deceptive scenario in the very near future, applying the holographic technology in some created situations in the next few years, possibly next few years. I think the next 3 years are very, very crucial, beginning with 1998, and it's happening worldwide. There is a move to manipulate the Asian economy, the international elitists, and which include you know, many of the financiers, George Soros, you name it. All these international financiers are manipulating, and had been speculating on the market, investing in false investments and so on. And now Thailand's economy is going down. The other Southeastern Asian economies are being affected. And unfortunately, the only person that is standing up against this manipulation of Khazarian manipulation is a Prime Minister of Malaysia. And I had always respected the Prime Minister of Malaysia, who is Islamic. And of course, Malaysia is an Islamic country, but he made a statement about 3 or 4 months ago that the international elitist Khazarians are manipulating the Asian market and you know, this is not right. And as soon as he made the statement, he didn't even mention the word Jewish or Khazarians. He just mentioned international elitists are manipulating the economy. But as soon as he mentioned that elitists, then the newspapers of the world immediately branded him anti-Semitic. And so he's the only person that is standing up for this, against this Khazarian manipulation of Asian economy. And no doubt that next year, I feel strongly that there will be major readjustment in the market in Japan. And when Japan starts the readjustment, the crash, I think this will be the beginning of many, many things to follow. And so we have to just watch for this. This could be the indication. Now, what I'm going to show you right now, insofar as Area 51 is concerned, is that I recently obtained one of the most detailed panoramic photos of Area 51. And the government says it doesn't exist. So what I'm going to try to do right now is to present you a panoramic photo of Area 51 so you can see that the facility exists. And what we'll do is this. We'll just have two volunteers stand right next, right here. Two volunteers and maybe three volunteers stand right here, see, right along this line. So we can each hold a picture and show to the public. So first, you hold this on your right hand and you hold this on your left hand. Okay, and you can stand this way. Yes. Now, stand just according to this line. This line. Excuse me. No, the other, this way. Yeah, okay. Now, next person. Okay. You hold this on your right hand and this on your left hand. Okay. And you, if you could go move a little bit over there, towards that side. Yes, more further, see. Yeah, end to end, okay. Now, go a little further back, this way, yeah. Because we're gonna hold another one. One more person on that side. Volunteer, okay. This right, and this is a left hand. And, Doris will hold this on the right hand. And I will, this on the left hand. And, I will hold this. And this. 1 second, please. 1 second, please. Okay, now this hand, this is on the other hand, yeah. Okay, this is on the left hand, this is on the right hand, I believe. This is on the left. I'm getting a little confused, but don't worry about this, folks. This is just to show you that.
We have to say the sequence.
One more volunteer on this side, okay. This is the last one on the left side, left hand. This photo is on the left hand. Okay, the sequence may be slightly wrong because I got confused, but this we are going to put it like this. And this will let you know how extensive this facility is. A facility that doesn't exist. And you can see some construction areas going on near the slopes of the mountain. And this is a panoramic photo. And yet the government says there's no such a facility. Now, the big hangar that Chuck is holding is called Hangar 18. he's holding on the left hand. It's a Hangar 18, officially named Hangar 18, which is different from the so-called Hangar 18 at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. There is another Hangar 18 that they imitated at Area 51. But again, folks, this is very unusual, and I think the sequences are pretty good, I think. You can see the panoramic photo. You can't take a picture, single picture of Area 51. You have to have a panoramic to cover everything.
Are you going to be selling any copies of these?
I would definitely like to, but these are the only copies that I have. But yeah, sure, in the future I will probably... anyway, thank you very much, folks, and let me seeing this picture. And you can just start. Without any order, it's okay. I'll just collect these photos. Thank you very much. I'll reassemble this. Thank you very much. Yes.
For the tape audience, tell them that there are 14 inch or however long they are.
Yes. These photos, each of these photos are at least by 11 by 10 by 11 or something. So
20 of them in
the 20 photos. And there are at least 2,500 to 3,000 employees over there working on highly compartmentalized project. And the basis for this is a development of technology that can deceive us in the very near future. It's going on at a tremendous speed, despite the rumors that Area 51 is closed down. So you can see it's being rebuilt, or actually the it built up right now. Now, yes. So, folks, this is Area 51, the so-called not-so-secret Air Force Base. But it is a top-secret Air Force Base, but it's also not-so-secret in the name and so on. Now, what is happening is that there are 25 families who are suing the government because their loved ones are dying, and some of them already have died. Some of the workers have died, and they are only interested in finding out the cure for this strange disease that they got while working inside Area 51. And some of these workers in the past 10 years has received rashes. In fact, some of the rashes look like fish scale type rashes. And nobody knows the cure for these strange disease, because they have been exposed to dangerous toxic materials inside Area 51. And their families are only interested in cure, not the money. That's why they are filing the lawsuit, because they want to find out what can cure their disease, what chemicals. But Clinton just recently signed another executive order stating that insofar as anything to do with environmental issues on that remote operating location right near Groom Lake, there is no possible way to sue the government. He signed that executive order again for the third time. He signed that executive order 2 years ago, and then last year he renewed it. And then this past, I think, October, he re-signed it. Every year he has to sign that new one. So this is what's happening. The government doesn't admit the existence of Area 51, and it only says that there is a remote operating facility near Groom Lake. That's the description that the government uses for Area 51. Why don't they just say Area 51? That's all we need to know, is just say Area 51, see? But the government doesn't want to do it. The reason for Area 51 is also symbolic. Area 51 is right next to Area 10, Area 13, Area 9, Area 11, but there's no other numerical consequence to Area 51. The reason is that the number 51 is some kind of a symbol, perhaps some kind of an occultic symbol that they have mixed in into the symbolism. They just suddenly came up with that number 51. Now, there are many things that are beginning to happen. For example, number one, next year, in 1998, on May 1st, it is our understanding that Russia will project a holographic image over the skies of Moscow next year on May 1st to celebrate its May Day festivities. And also, the State of Israel will celebrate the 50th anniversary since 1948 in May. And there are many, many things going on. In fact, on May the 1st of next year, the International Illuminates, the Illuminati, are celebrating the 222nd anniversary. And it's very strangely enough that there is a symbolical sequence to this. 2, 2, 2 times 3 is actually ends up in 666. It's very strange. But the next 3 years, I believe, is symbolically very interesting for the manipulation. And this is what the key word is, manipulation of the public's belief systems. Both 1998 and 1999 and the year 2000 are significant. In fact, all of these 3 years are significant. Never in the history of mankind had we seen these combinations. For example, 1998 is the year of 666, but of course 1999 is also the year of inverted 666, and the year 2000 finally is the year of infinite 666. If you divide 2000 by 3, it results exactly in 666, and this is maybe a coincidence, but I believe that the elitists will use such symbolism to possibly begin their staging of events or bring us into a new forced paradigm direction. Now, one of the things that I really got very interested was in a contact newspaper article, and like I say, the two publications that I really rely on is the Spotlight newspaper and also Contact, the Phoenix Project. I think these two publications are really some of the best. And I have gotten a lot of information that I couldn't get anywhere else. And the main one that I really like to make comments about was the Contact article regarding the Pentagon's new info war, information war. Pentagon has just released their program to begin their information war and operate the PSYOPs programs. And they are going into things like the hologramic projections. Folks, a lot of things took place in Phoenix in March of this year. There are a lot of strange things about those something thing in Phoenix this year. We don't know the truth, but I wouldn't be surprised if some type of scenario was enacted in Phoenix involving maybe certain hologramic projections or cloaking devices and so on. Because right now in locations at Area 51, such Area 51 and other places, they are working on new type of stealth technology, some of which are so astounding that you can't even distinguish between a color of the sky and the object because of a new type of cloaking device. In fact, one more thing is that this is not a science fiction. We now have a military uniform, a jacket, that is equipped with all kinds of reflectors, and it will reflect the background scenery, and it will appear to be the same as the background scenery. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of the amazing things that Pentagon has been working on, and some of these things could be used in the very near future in emergency situations as a deceptive device to deceive all of us. And this is happening all over, not only at Area 51, but all over. In fact, in Fort Benning, Georgia, they are flying already some new types of unmanned aerial vehicles, which are almost, it's like disc-shaped surveillance equipment, which can hover over housetops with very little sound, just a low humming sound, and take sensitive photos and heat-seeking devices. And these are being tested right now in Fort Benning, Georgia, by Sikorsky. But Sikorsky is a smaller time player compared with Lockheed and other defense contractors. So imagine what Lockheed has insofar as unmanned aerial vehicles and other amazing things that they have in locations such as at Area 51 or at this the Palmdale, and then also other locations such as at near Hellendale, where they have the radar cross-section facility. There's much more going on at the radar cross-section facility than just a stealth radar cross-section. However, a lot of people just don't know these locations, so they just don't go. But it's there. Folks, I think we are being slowly conditioned to be part of a deceptive scenario. And this is all part and parcel of this so-called New World Order that is encroaching upon us rapidly. And I have been appearing on talk shows and so on, but the interest is there. Now, I'm so appreciative that there's a person called Anthony Hilder. I began to know Mr. Hilder many years ago, I think around 1991. I highly respect his work because he was one of the first persons that really talked about the Illuminati and the secret government, and I got a lot of information from him, and we exchanged a lot of information, and I just had to bring him here so you'll get to at least know Anthony Hilder, because I think he's a tremendous fighter. He has been leading the many of the demonstrations in Long Beach area, as well as he was at the forefront of the demonstrations this past October in West L.A. When the Chinese Prime Minister or President came, and there was a lot of demonstrations. Now, China is a very repressive society, as all of you know. Thousands of people were killed, possibly more, at the Tiananmen Square. There's no freedom. Yet, there's a lot of inside dealings going on with Clinton and this government and Red China, bypassing the people. And so we're not talking about the people, we're talking about the corrupt government bypassing the people who are seeking for freedom. And this is the whole point. And once again, I sure appreciate contact, and regardless of whether I can understand the whole message, because it is very deep to me, it's a very profound, the messages that I expressed here by the source is very difficult for me to understand, because I'm not really I don't understand a lot of the profound philosophical statements, but it is nevertheless, I think whatever is really helping people is I would welcome this. And so insofar as the theme of contact, I am not versed too much, but I sure appreciate the Contact newspaper. Many times I just choose some of the smaller articles in Contact, and I try to, I hope you don't mind, but I try to put it on the internet. And I think it's changing, it's causing a profound change in the grassroots realization that there is a cover-up on so many things. And really appreciate all of you. And now, maybe Anthony Hilder can just say a few words, and I think he really has a lot to say. Yes.
Before you do that, you want to give your website?
Yes, actually, I have a website called the www. the colon / EagleNet, Eagle and dash net, and / GroomWatch, one word. And I think actually the best way is to just email me, and my email address is GroomWatch, one word, because I've always been interested in the events at Groom Lake. So GroomWatch at AOL.com. So you're welcome to contact me, and we can go from there. And a lot of information is coming out. So I certainly appreciate. And here is Anthony Hilder. Now, I'm not a good speaker. I'm a lousy speaker. But here's a person that is a professional speaker, because Anthony Hilder has been involved in radio broadcasting for 30 years or more, for example, in locations in Alaska and many other locations, and now he's in Los Angeles, and he's one of the main force behind the Free World Alliance, isn't that so? And so it's my pleasure to have him here and to share the Anthony Hilder with you today.
Early this morning,
56 years ago. The Japanese Armada was coming across the Pacific, headed by Admiral Yamamoto, to attack Pearl Harbor. Roosevelt said this was a surprise. It was the day of infamy. It was not. He took the fleet, which was stationed at San Diego, moved the fleet in its entirety out to the Pacific, gave the Japanese an ultimatum of 90 days to get out of Manchuria, which is tantamount to a declaration of war. It wasn't long after that they figured that they had to make a move. The Purple Code, which broke the Japanese code, was broken. And those who were in the post-war planning committee, which included Secretary of War Simpson, who was geared up and ready to go to bring us into World War II. Wars, like bridges, are engineered. We can only prevent the creation of World War III by exposing the creators of World War II. Because war has been declared against you. I mean, everybody in here. There isn't anything that you have or ever hope to have that they're not planning on taking away. They want it all.
And you can't balance it against what you know if you don't know anything. Let's talk about VX gas. Worse than sarin. Well, how many of you know the compound that makes up sarin? And I didn't say dippity. Oh, Saddam. He's gonna, oh God, he's got enough to just wipe out the whole of humanity, this VX. Well, where was it a month ago? Where was it even a week and a half ago? Where was it on the day I told you that you're gonna uncover a mass amount stashed in the United States? And within a week, in Indiana, mid-eastern Indiana, they found enough VX gas stored there to wipe out the world. And suddenly, the next day, Saddam has it. Well, guess what? Guess where he got it? The same place he got anthrax. From you nice people. And listen to the politicians who want aggressively to go and surgically bomb. Surgically what? The only thing they surgically did in the Gulf War before was make it so babies die. And your own men are wiped out by disease. And we're going to talk a little bit about that Chinese stuff going on in Long Beach. All you've got to do is go over to Adelanto and look at that massive facility. Has no basement, framework sitting up, beginning to rust, weeds growing up. And it's not as big as this whole complex, if the complex were finished. This massive facility that's going to put everybody in the United States out of work. Well, they were going to buy or utilize George Air Force Base. Just go over to Adelanto and look at the town. It's dead. Does that mean I'm all in favor of bringing all of the Chinese over here? Wowee, people. The Chinese are going to decide what happens to your world. Remember those prophecies when the Euphrates can be, when you can get across the Euphrates River with an army, you're in trouble. The end is upon you. And they can turn one spigot and drop the Euphrates River. The Israeli flag bears the symbol of David, and it is not King David. It's David El Roy, who set himself up as a Messiah in about the 13th century, maybe even before. You'll have to dig out your history books. The blue stripes in the Israeli flag represent the Tigris and Euphrates rivers that bound Iraq, for instance, and Egypt, and those places in the Holy Land. And their only acceptable intent is to own everything between those rivers. Well, are these those dirty little Jews? Are we talking about them again? No, I have never talked about them. Once again, in those days, if you study your history, you will find those people originally called themselves the serpent people. That was their label for themselves, and that didn't sit too well. So they changed their name to Jew to become merged in with and mistaken for Judeans. So no. And when people write and say, well, you shouldn't be an anti-Semite. What are you talking about? Semitic people are all of those people. Semitic people include Arabs, Palestinians, Egyptians. How can you be against yourself? Don't you see how the play of words and the changed meanings of words destroy you? We're fortunate. We were fortunate back when we met Norio. We still are fortunate. And we will lean on him a lot as we move in to what we have planned to do. Because he's been interested in discovery. Can't we find out so that we can at least be interested in what's going on around? Are we going to have to consider aliens as slimy cockroaches? Don't count on it. You are talking about the possibility of someone with such great minds as to be able to traverse the endless space of the galaxies. And most of those out there have learned, just like you, the hardest way possible, that the human experience is the most destructive. But it is the schoolroom. This is a place where you lay the foundation of your very soul being. Will you blow it? Will you destroy yourself? From time to time, it looks like it, doesn't it? But since Creator can create, and the adversary only destroy, guess what? It's as simple as the change of attitude. Now, which one of you gentlemen want to go first? We need a little update on the subjects. And by the way, you people, these are not up here for the heck of it. Old smart mouth here said, Oh, look at those frogs. Sir, how many more of them do we have to kiss? So just lay your mouth right on these toads, and we'll see which one turns into the prince.
Well, it's really a great pleasure of mine to be here, and I'm just so appreciative of everyone right here. I may not know, it's impossible for me to know every person by name, and but I believe that every single person here, I feel closeness, and I get a lot of letters, you know, from a lot of people throughout the United States. And probably some of you even wrote me, and but many times I may not be able to answer. But in fact, I receive some articles on the contact from the contact newspaper that somebody sends also. So I certainly appreciate everything I've been receiving, and I just maybe a lot of times I need to apologize that I can't answer some of these letters, and but I am so appreciative. Every single letter that I receive, I keep it very precious, and the reason I'm here today is because I just felt like coming here. It was about time, and I just rely on something inside. Something inside told me that I should come here and call, in fact, Rick Martin. And in fact, he called me, well, I called him because a person that knew him had me on a radio program in Cincinnati, and so I called Rick to thank him for introducing that radio talk a person to me. And so it's just everything is just there's no such thing as coincidence, and this was just about last week, and so I felt like I wanted to learn from here. I don't come here actually to present things, but basically to learn, because there's so much to learn. In fact, here, you know, through contact, I have really begun to have an understanding of the Khazarian system, and this is a group that is not, you know, afraid to use that term Khazarian, and I was really afraid to use that term before, but I'm really appreciative of the contact, because it is history as far as it's a fact, and like she said, she indicated that, you know, we're not talking about anti-Semitism. We're talking about justice. And so what I would like to say is, first of all, for this occasion, it so happened that a few days ago, Rick's mother went to transition, and I just had no idea about that. But I told him that she's definitely in the best hands, and that's what counts, and we can, you know, that's why I felt like I want to come here also to play some music and make people happy and so on. And I sure appreciate this this gathering. The reason I'm saying is this because I go through a lot of you know, that's every year, because I'm actually a funeral director, and so I know the what how people go through the transition. But it is a transition, and so this is just not a coincidence. Again, everything that happened to my life is just molded into a future purpose. And but anyway, I'm here to let you know that. Recently, Art Bell, just about 2 weeks ago, suddenly called me and said that he wants to replay my 1995 interview, and so he did, and that was very surprising, because that's an old interview with Art Bell and 1995, and however, he said that the ideas in that interview were still fresh, and so he decided to replay that. And so I'm so grateful, because it really brought the important things back again. And one of the things I want to say is this. There has been some manipulation by the elitists in regards to Area 51. In June of this year, a Popular Mechanics magazine had an article insinuating that Area 51 had closed or had moved to another location, like in Utah and other locations. But that article was written, I'm not sure whether wittingly or unwittingly, by the science editor of that magazine, who went to the wrong road, took the wrong road after going to Area 51, and went to the place where nobody goes, and abandoned because it's a different direction from Area 51. And he said that there's nothing there, and that's just a locked gate. And that was one of the most amazing disinformative articles. And that was really, that article was appreciated by the Air Force, because it did tremendous, you know, plus to the Air Force, who was probably rolling on the floor laughing at that article.
Especially as the towers go up.
Yes. Now, I was just at, right near Area 51, just about a month ago. I climbed a mountain called Tikaboo Peak, and it's about 23 miles from the Groom Lake, but yet if you climb up that mountaintop, you can see the facility, Groom Lake facility, Area 51. And with binoculars, you can see the buildings, and one thing you know is that there are new constructions going on. There are many new water tanks being built. It's expanding. It's not closing down. It's expanding. And unfortunately, after I viewed a Groom Lake facility, I was climbing down a hill, and I slipped, and I now have a sprained ankle, and that is making it difficult to walk. But this is what I found, that the facility is there. It's active. There are many, many new programs going on, such as the new generation of not only stealth programs, but other cloaking devices. Also, the remotely controlled unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, triangular craft with possibly hologramic attachments to the skins and so on of the craft. They are working on many new developments, and it's highly compartmentalized, so out of the possibly 2,500 to 2,800 engineers, they are all compartmentalized, so they don't really know the whole picture. But it's there. Plane loads of workers, engineers, depart from Las Vegas, McCarran Airport, the north end of McCarran Airport, right towards Luxor Hotel. There is a secret location operated by EGNG, and that's where an unmarked 737 flies to Groom Lake. From there, it only takes probably 15 minutes to Groom Lake. And there are at least five flights a day or more. And then some flights start from also from Palm, from Edwards Air Force Base, and possibly from Palmdale, from near Air Force Plant 42. So the facility is active, no question about it. Indeed, there are other facilities that are expanding also. For example, the Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah is very active. They're going more and more into the so-called non-lethal weapon systems. And folks, what Area 51 is about is the dangerous weapon systems and its possible future applications to the citizenry rather than the enemy, so-called enemy nations. And this is very important because I believe definitely in a strong defense force of the U.S. And I would die for this country because I am a naturalized U.S. citizen. I love this country. But the fear is that the extreme rapid federalization of everything, which is really taking place right now, and my greatest fear is that the misapplication of these technologies. And this is already beginning to happen. The various types of ELF, electromagnetic waves, the HARP systems, laser weapon systems, all of these are going on with tremendous speed. Like I mentioned, holography as a technology is rapidly developing, and it's really state of the art. And the Pentagon just announced just last year that they do have a capability to project three-dimensional images over a battlefield situation, image of maybe helicopters or tanks or whatever, or even religious image figures. And this is not science fiction, this is reality. And so, in a larger scale, I would say that it is possible to produce a deceptive scenario in the very near future, applying the holographic technology in some created situations in the next few years, possibly next few years. I think the next 3 years are very, very crucial, beginning with 1998, and it's happening worldwide. There is a move to manipulate the Asian economy, the international elitists, and which include you know, many of the financiers, George Soros, you name it. All these international financiers are manipulating and had been speculating on the market, investing in false investments and so on. And now Thailand's economy is going down, the other Southeastern Asian economies are being affected, and unfortunately, the only person that is standing up against this manipulation of Khazarian manipulation is the Prime Minister of Malaysia. And I had always respected the Prime Minister of Malaysia, who is Islamic. And of course, Malaysia is an Islamic country, but he made a statement about 3 or 4 months ago that the international elitist Khazarians are manipulating the Asian market and that you know, this is not right. And as soon as he made the statement, he didn't even mention the word Jewish or Khazarians. He just mentioned international elitists are manipulating the economy. But as soon as he mentioned that elitists, then the newspapers of the world immediately branded him anti-Semitic. And so he's the only person that is standing up for this, against this Khazarian manipulation of Asian economy. And no doubt that next year, I feel strongly that there will be a major readjustment in the market in Japan. And when Japan starts the crash, I think this will be the beginning of many, many things to follow. And so we have to just watch for this. This could be the indication. Now, what I'm going to show you right now, insofar as Area 51 is concerned, is that I recently obtained one of the most detailed panoramic photos of Area 51. And the government says it doesn't exist. So what I'm going to try to do right now is to present you a panoramic photo of Area 51 so you can see that the facility exists. And what we'll do is this. We'll just have two volunteers stand right next, right here. Two volunteers and maybe three volunteers stand right here, see, right along this line. So we can each hold a picture and show to the public. So first, you hold this on your right hand and you hold this on your left hand. Okay, and you can stand this way. Yes. Now, stand just according to this line. This line. Excuse me. No, the other, this way. Yeah, okay. Now, next person. Okay. You hold this on your right hand and this on your left hand. Okay. And you, if you could go move a little bit over there, towards that side. Yes, more further, see. Yeah, end to end, okay. Now, go a little further back, this way, yeah. Because we're going to hold another one. One more person on that side. Volunteer, okay. This right and this is a left hand, and Doris will hold this on the right hand, and I will this in the left hand, and I will hold this, and this. 1 second, please. 1 second, please.
Are they numbered?
Okay, now, this hand, this is on the other hand, yeah. Okay. This is on the left hand, this is on the right hand, I believe. This is on the left. I'm getting a little confused, but don't worry about this, folks. This is just to show you that...
We have to say the sequence.
One more volunteer on this side, Ricky. This is the last one on the left side, left hand. This photo is on the left hand. Okay, the sequence may be slightly wrong because I got confused, but this we are going to put it like this, and this will let you know how extensive this facility is.
That doesn't exist.
A facility that doesn't exist. And you can see some construction areas going on near the slopes of the mountain, and this is a panoramic photo, and yet the government says there's no such a facility. Now, the big hangar that Chuck is holding is it's called Hangar 18. He's holding on the left hand. It's a Hangar 18, officially named Hangar 18, which is different from the so-called Hangar 18 at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. There is another Hangar 18 that they imitated at Area 51. But again, folks, this is very unusual, and I think the sequences are pretty good, I think. You can see the panoramic photo. You can't take a picture, single picture of Area 51. You have to have a panoramic to cover everything.
Are you going
to
be selling any copies of these?
I would definitely like to, but these are the only copies that I have. But yeah, sure, in the future I will probably... anyway, thank you very much, folks, and at least seeing this picture. And you can just start. Without any order, it's okay. I'll just collect these photos. Thank you very much. I'll reassemble this. Thank you very much.
L'Oreal?
Yes.
For the safe audience, tell them that there are 14 inch or however long they are.
Yes. These photos, each of these photos are at least by 11 by 10 by 11 or something. So
20 of them in
the 20 photos. And there are at least 2,500 to 3,000 employees over there working on a highly compartmentalized project. And the basis for this is the development of technology that can deceive us in the very near future. It's going on at a tremendous speed, despite the rumors that Area 51 is closed down. So you can see it's being rebuilt, or actually it built up right now. Now, yes. So, folks, this is Area 51, the so-called not-so-secret Air Force Base. But it is a top-secret Air Force Base, but it's also not-so-secret in the name and so on. Now, what is happening is that there are 25 families who are suing the government because their loved ones are dying, and some of them already have died. Some of the workers have died, and they are... only interested in finding out the cure for this strange disease that they got while working inside Area 51. And some of these workers in the past 10 years has received rashes. In fact, some of the rashes look like a fish scale type rashes. And nobody knows the cure for these strange disease because they have been exposed to dangerous toxic materials inside Area 51. And their families are only interested in cure, not the money. That's why they are filing the lawsuit, because they want to find out what can cure their disease, what chemicals. But Clinton just recently signed another executive order stating that insofar as anything to do with environmental issues on that remote operating location right near Groom Lake, there is no possible way to sue the government. He signed that executive order again for the third time. He signed that executive order 2 years ago, and then last year he renewed it. And then this past, I think, October, he re-signed it. Every year he has to sign that new one. So this is what's happening. The government doesn't exist, admit the existence of Area 51. And it only says that there is a remote operating facility near Groom Lake. That's the description that the government uses for Area 51. Why don't they just say Area 51? That's all we need to know is just say Area 51, see? But the government doesn't want to do it. The reason for Area 51 is also symbolic. Area 51 is right next to Area 10, Area 13, Area 9, Area 11, but there's no other numerical consequence to Area 51. The reason is that the number 51 is some kind of a symbol, perhaps some kind of an occultic symbol that they have mixed in into the symbolism. They just suddenly came up with that number 51. Now, there are many things that are beginning to happen. For example, number one, next year, in 1998, on May 1st, it is our understanding that Russia will project a holographic image over the skies of Moscow next year on May 1st to celebrate its May Day festivities. And also, the State of Israel will celebrate the 50th anniversary since 1948 in May. And there are many, many things going on. In fact, on May the 1st of next year, the International Illuminates, the Illuminati, are celebrating the 222nd anniversary. And it's very strange enough that there is a symbolical sequence to this. 222 times 3 is actually ends up in 666. It's very strange. But the next 3 years, I believe, is symbolic. It'll be very interesting for the manipulation. And this is what the key word is, manipulation of the public's belief systems. Both 1998 and 1999 and the year 2000 are significant. In fact, all of these 3 years are significant. Never in the history of mankind had we seen these combination. For example, 1998 is the year of 666, but of course 1999 is also the year of inverted 666, and the year 2000 finally is the year of infinite 666. If you divide 2000 by 3, it results exactly in 666, and this is maybe a coincidence, but I believe that the elitists will use such symbolism to possibly begin their staging of events or bring us into a new forced paradigm direction. Now, one of the things that I really got very interested was in a Contact newspaper article, and like I say, the two publications that I really rely on is the Spotlight newspaper and also Contact, the Phoenix Project. I think these two publications are really some of the best. And I have gotten a lot of information that I couldn't get anywhere else. And the main one that I really like to make comments about was the Contact article regarding the Pentagon's new info war, information war. Pentagon has just released their program to begin their information war and operate the PSYOPs programs. And they are going into things like the hologramic projections. Folks, a lot of things took place in Phoenix in March of this year. There are a lot of strange things about those something in Phoenix this year. We don't know the truth, but I wouldn't be surprised if some type of scenario was enacted in Phoenix involving maybe certain hologramic projections or cloaking devices and so on. Because right now in locations at Area 51, such Area 51 and other places, they are working on new type of stealth technology, some of which are so astounding that you can't even distinguish between a color of the sky and the object because of a new type of cloaking device. In fact, one more thing is that this is not a science fiction. We now have a military uniform, a jacket that is equipped with all kinds of reflectors, and it will reflect the background scenery, and it will appear to be the same as the background scenery. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of the amazing things that Pentagon has been working on, and some of these things could be used in the very near future in emergency situations as a deceptive device to deceive all of us. And this is happening all over, not only at Area 51, but all over. In fact, in Fort Benning, Georgia, They are flying already some new types of unmanned aerial vehicles, which are almost, it's like disc-shaped surveillance equipment, which can hover over housetops with very little sound, just a low humming sound, and take sensitive photos and heat-seeking devices. And these are being tested right now in Fort Benning, Georgia, by Sikorsky. But Sikorsky is a much less smaller time player compared with Lockheed and other defense contractors. So imagine what Lockheed has insofar as unmanned aerial vehicles and other amazing things that they have in locations such as at Area 51 or at this the Palmdale, and then also other locations such as at near Hellendale, where they have the radar cross-section facility. There's much more going on at the radar cross-section facility than just a stealth radar cross-section. However, a lot of people just don't know these locations, so they just don't go. But it's there. Folks, I think we are being slowly conditioned to be part of a deceptive scenario. And this is all part and parcel of this so-called New World Order that is encroaching upon us rapidly. And I have been appearing on talk shows and so on, but the interest is there. Now, I'm so appreciative that there's a person called Anthony Hilder. I began to know Mr. Hilder many years ago, I think around 1991. I highly respect his work because he was one of the first persons that really talked about the Illuminati and the secret government, and I got a lot of information from him, and we exchanged a lot of information, and I just had to bring him here so you get to at least know Anthony Hilder, because I think he's a tremendous fighter. He has been leading the many of the demonstrations in Long Beach area, as well as he was at the forefront of the demonstrations this past October in West L.A. When the Chinese Prime Minister or President came, and there was a lot of demonstrations. Now, China is a very repressive society, as all of you know. Thousands of people were killed, possibly more, at the Tiananmen Square. There's no freedom. Yet there's a lot of inside dealings going on with Clinton and this government and Red China, bypassing the people. And so we're not talking about the people, we're talking about the corrupt government bypassing the people who are seeking for freedom. And this is the whole point. And once again, I sure appreciate contact, and regardless of whether I can understand the whole message, because it is very deep to me, it's a very profound message that I expressed here by the source, is very difficult for me to understand, because I'm not really I don't understand a lot of the profound philosophical statements, but it is nevertheless, I think, whatever is really helping people is I would welcome this. And so insofar as the theme of contact, I am not versed too much, but I sure appreciate the Contact newspaper. Many times I just choose some of the smaller articles in Contact, and I try to, I hope you don't mind, but I try to put it on the internet. And I think it's changing, it's causing a profound change in the grassroots realization that there is a cover up on so many things. And really appreciate all of you. And now, maybe Anthony Hilder can just say a few words, and I think he really has a lot to say. Yes.
Before you do that, you want to give your website?
Yes, actually, I have a website called www.com. colon, slash slash, eagle net, eagle and dash net, and slash, groom watch, one word. And I think actually the best way is to just email me, and my email address is groomwatch, one word, because I've always been interested in the events at Groom Lake. So groomwatch at AOL.com. So you're welcome to contact me, and we can go from there, and a lot of information is coming out. So I certainly appreciate. And here is Anthony Hilder. Now, I'm not a good speaker. I'm a lousy speaker. But here's a person that is a professional speaker, because Anthony Hilder has been involved in radio broadcasting for 30 years or more. For example, in locations in Alaska and many other locations. And now he's in Los Angeles, and he's one of the main force behind the Free World Alliance. Isn't that so? And so it's my pleasure to have him here and to share the Anthony Hilder with you today.
Early this morning, 56 years ago, the Japanese Armada was coming across the Pacific, headed by Admiral Yamamoto to attack Pearl Harbor. Roosevelt said this was a surprise. It was a day of infamy. It was not. He took the fleet, which was stationed at San Diego, moved the fleet in its entirety out to the Pacific, gave the Japanese an ultimatum of 90 days to get out of Manchuria, which was tantamount to a declaration of war. It wasn't long after that they figured that they had to make a move. The Purple Code, which broke the Japanese code, was broken. And those who were in the post-war planning committee, which included Secretary of War Simpson, was geared up and ready to go to bring us into World War II. Wars, like bridges, are engineered. We can only prevent the creation of World War III by exposing the creators of World War II. Because war has been declared against you. I mean, everybody in here. There isn't anything that you have or ever hope to have that they're not planning on taking away. They want it all.